Hello and welcome to The Update. I'm Michelle Stevenson. More than $900 million will be spent setting up a permanent program to help women fleeing domestic violence. The measure has been agreed to by Commonwealth, state and territory leaders at a special meeting of National Cabinet. The federal government will also introduce legislation to crack down on digitally manipulated pornography. Anthony Albanese says current rates of violence against women are simply unacceptable.
Violence against women is not a women's problem to solve. It is a whole of society problem to solve, and men in particular have to take responsibility.
Well, Liberal leader Peter Dutton agrees that it's a step in the right direction.
The Prime Minister's commitment to put more funding into the programs that are working is something that we should support and applaud, and we will work with the government on whatever basis is required to bring an end to this violence, because it has no place in any society.
Bruce Lerman will be granted additional time to decide if he'll lodge an appeal against his defamation loss in the federal court. A judge found on the balance of probabilities the former Liberal staffer raped Brittany Higgins at Parliament House. A court has been told he needs more time for a new senior counsel to consider the prospects. Qantas is apologising for an app issue which saw customers' personal info appearing on other people's accounts. It's believed a system change was behind the glitch, and there's no indication of a cyber security incident. The airline says no financial information was shared. Westpac customers living in the bush will have access to in-person services until at least 2027. The business is delaying regional branch closures, instead investing more than $150 million over the next 2 years. And 94% of Australia's most vulnerable report that they're struggling to afford essentials, while 63% are skipping meals. Sport and entertainment are next. To sport, and the NBA will go to LeBron James is refusing to dispel rumours he may have played his last game for the Lakers. He says he's looking forward to spending time with his family and will make a decision in due course.
I haven't given it much thought. Obviously, at some point, I'll sit down with Rich, my agent, and sit down with my family and see what's best.
In your entertainment news now, and Justin Bieber's friends have opened up about his bizarre crying selfie after it sparked concern among fans. Insiders have shut down speculation. The social media post was pointing to marital woes with wife Hayley, instead insisting the singer was simply overcome with emotion after praying. Melissa McCarthy has shrugged off the Ozempic drama after Barbara Streisand's awkward post, asking if the actress was taking the popular weight loss drug. In a new video posted to Instagram, McCarthy has declared herself a member of Barbara's fan club, insisting there are no hard feelings.
The takeaway, Barbara Streisand knows I exist. She reached out to me and she thought I looked good. I win the day.
And it's official, Kim Kardashian is once again single, the reality star benching Odell Beckham Jr. after 7 months together. That's the latest from the Nova Podcast News team. We'll have another episode of The Update for you tomorrow. I'm Michelle Stevenson.